Right, colleagues and members of the public, we'll get back after that slight problem. We're on to A2 now, which is the site south of Pound Corner, Harwich Road, Mistley. Now, this is a reconvened meeting because it was deferred for the officers to go back and get some extra business that sorted, and in fact they have done that, but we had had public speaking, so there will be no public speaking on this particular item, and only four councillors are allowed to vote because they were here when the public speaking was done, and they are councillors Bennison, Everett, Fowler and McWilliams. So a lot hinges on their views on this particular application. So let's start that one off. Head of Planning, please.
Sorry, false start, I've lost my microphone. Thank you, Chair. As you say, this is an application for land south of Pound Corner, Harwich Road in Mistley. The application was previously reported to the Planning Committee in April of this year. That is the site plan, so you can see a thin red line there marking the site boundary. The hatched area in the middle of it represents the area to actually be developed. And there's an aerial photograph to show you the location of the proposed development within the settlement. This is the, before I go on, I should say, the reason that the application was deferred was to enable negotiations to take place with the applicant about the removal or alteration of the proposed northern access road to and from Harwich Road. So the slide that's before you at the moment is the plan as it was when you saw it last and deferred it. And this is the revised layout plan. So you'll see in this layout, the access road is at the western edge of the boundary of the site with Harwich Road, quite close to the bend in Harwich Road. And in the revised plan, it's been moved to the east and a sort of dogleg introduced into it. So that's the applicant's revised layout to deal with members' concerns last time around. That has some minor impacts on the layout of the scheme. So in the old layout, there was a semi-detached unit in this location, and clearly by moving the road across, the semi-detached unit had to be split. This half was moved across, and it's actually flipped over in terms of design. So the designs are basically the same, but have just been either like mirror, they're either mirror images and they've been split off from each other. Okay, so the implications of that are to hopefully address members' concerns about the position of that road. Obviously, it does move this access closer to this property here. In terms of comments on the applications, Highways have confirmed that they have no objections to the proposal, subject to the imposition of conditions. The neighbour to the east of the site here has raised a sort of general concern about the introduction of a new access in this general vicinity, given the other access points. And in relation to their own property, has said they wouldn't want any screening along here to overshadow their south-facing garden. And in the report, I've said, well, that could be dealt with through the through conditions that control the means of enclosure and the screening down here. In addition, the local allotment society have asked that the area to be conveyed as allotments be given over as soon as planning permission is granted. And my comment in the report is that we can certainly try to achieve through the 106 negotiations an early release of that land, but it would need to be related in some way to the development commencing rather than the grant of planning permission. But certainly can sort of respect their desire to for that land to be transferred sooner rather than later. And I've had an informal discussion with the agent who's indicated that certainly a good proportion of that land could be released early in the development. It wouldn't need to wait until the whole development has been completed, although they might need to retain a part of it initially, to accommodate the works and make the site safe for allotment users while the development's carried out. And I just need to point out to committee, there were a couple of updates on the green sheet. Since the report was published in April, the council has published the preferred options version of the local plan. As Mr. Guyver was pointing out earlier, this is at an early stage of preparation, and so has to be given limited weight at this stage. But while in the 2007 adopted plan, this site was outside the settlement boundary, it is actually proposed to be within the settlement boundary and allocated as a housing site in the emerging plan. So there is a change in the policy position, but one that you can only give a limited weight to. And then I've set out in the update the policies as they are within the emerging plan, the ones that are sort of relevant to this particular application. Chair, given that the change to the position of the access road was the single issue, the single reason for deferring, I don't have any further matters that I wish to present at the moment, but obviously I'll try to answer questions.
Thank you very much. Just one thing I will add, and I'm sure members have noted, this is a full application as against some of the others being outlined. Without any public speaking on it, I'm in the hands now of the aforesaid councillors to speak, and that is Councillor Bennison, Everett, Fowler and McWilliams.
He wants to speak.
And McWilliams wishes to speak. Well done.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm be honest, I'm very pleased with this, and it does make sense, and I understand the concerns of the resident on that side, and if we can accommodate it and make it more practical for them, that would be extremely good. And the other point regarding the allotments, I do agree with what our head of planning has actually said, and I can see how that makes sense to go along that route, because how else do they get access truly and correctly if everything's all in the way? It doesn't make sense, so it would make more sense that everything's cleared. So I do agree, and I would happily recommend this for approval. But, okay, but I'll leave it to others to discuss.
Councillor Bennison.
Yes, I agree with everything that Councillor McWilliams has said, and I would second her proposal for approval.
I do. Councillor Everett and Councillor Fowler have anything to add?
Well, Councillor Bennison actually beat me to it, because I was going to say more or less the same thing. It is an improvement, and I would definitely support approval of this application. Thank you, Chair.
I don't think Head of Planning will want to comment on that at all, in which case I'm putting this one to the vote of those four people. Those in favour of approval, this outline, full application. And all four are supporting it. It is unanimous. So that is approved.